Eyebrows were raised this week when Maui's COVID count exceeded Oahu's. There's also a cluster at the Maui Community Correctional Center. HPR's Kuve Hirishi has been tracking this story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. The State Public Safety Department continues to deal with that COVID-19 outbreak at the Maui jail. So far, 31 Maui inmates have tested positive for the virus. I think 26 right now of those are still active. They're in medical isolation. And there are also instances of staff with COVID-19 at OCCC and also at Halawa. But all other facilities have been cleared of inmate COVID-19 cases. So that has been a bright side for the department. Right now, they're working with state and county health officials to offer inmates and staff COVID-19 vaccination. Of course, that's contingent on supply. But Public Safety Director Max Otani says this week, inmates at Saguaro Correctional Facility in Arizona, as well as those at the Maui Jail, are being offered the first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. The department began vaccinations of inmates last month. Here's Otani.
Our Hawaii facilities, we offered vaccine approximately a month ago at Halawa and OCCC to inmates that were 75 and older. These are kind of in line with the community standards right now. We're working with DOH and the counties to bring vaccine to the Neighbor Island facilities also. I believe KCCC may have been the only Neighbor Island facility that has started the vaccination process on inmates. We are working on HCCC and Kulani, you know, as part of the rollout plan for next month, early next month.
So it sounds like, yeah, it's kind of uneven across the board, right?
Right. The neighbor islands took a little longer. So Hawaii Community Correctional Center on the Big Island and Kulani are next in line early in March in terms of vaccination. So these are offered, but there are people declining, according to Director Otani. He says that in terms of staff, they've got about 3,300 staff members. All have been offered the vaccine, but about a third actually received the first dose. So there are folks declining the vaccine, both staff and also inmates. He did not have the exact number of inmates who declined the vaccine, but he did give the example of Halawa Correctional Facility, where all inmates over the age of 75 were offered, but about half declined to get it.
How are they doing on testing?
They are continuing to test all facilities. They've done facility-wide testing just to get ahead of these outbreaks. And in terms of total tested positive under the pandemic, they're looking at about 1,900 inmates that have tested positive for COVID-19. Another more than 200 staff have also contracted the virus. And so earlier this week, we've heard public safety reported another COVID-19 death at Halawa amongst one of the inmates. And that brings a total number of deaths to 9. 2 up at Saguaro, and then the 7 at Halawa. I got to speak to a relative of one of the Halawa inmates who died of COVID-19. Charlotte Manuel's brother, Bobby, was set to be released last week after serving nearly 3 decades in prison. She says he was in the hospital for about 3 weeks at Palimomi before the hospital notified the family. And at that point, Bobby was set to be intubated and was pretty much a vegetable, as she explains. Here's Manuel.
We cannot get any answers. Why did it take 3 weeks for somebody to call us? Still to this day, no one has told us, you know, and I've reached out to several people, including the Department of Public Safety, and there's just no accountability. So that's the only thing I can do right now, is just to tell his story. You know, and if this is the reason that my brother has to pass away, is so that his death will make a difference, then I can be at peace with that.
Oh, what a heartbreak, because he was just about to be released.
Right, and that's just one of, you know, a dozen or so stories that we've been hearing from relatives of inmates who are really continuing to look for answers. Director Otani insists in this particular situation that the department did reach out to family. It is protocol, agency protocol, for them to withhold the information when they have somebody, an inmate, hospitalized. They won't necessarily take that proactive approach and ask the inmate if they'd like family notified, but if the inmate asks, the agency will try to set something up. And so that was an interesting twist there. But this whole he said, she said situation surrounding inmate deaths under COVID-19 prompted the Oversight Commission on Hawaii's Correctional System to request an analysis of these inmate deaths under COVID. And they're wanting improved reporting. Public safety continues to use the privacy, you know, HIPAA and privacy arguments for withholding some of that information. But Commissioner and retired Judge Mike Towne doesn't buy that argument.
I'm more interested in this fatality review to figure out how do we protect the next person? How do we protect the ACOs, everybody who could get caught up in this? And God forbid, again, how do we not have a bunch of lawsuits against public safety? Because when someone dies, it gets everyone's attention, you know? So I'm not so much worried about confidentiality. I think confidentiality sometimes is the enemy of safety.
Strong words from the commissioner. We know that the Oversight Commission has struggled in its first year to secure any funding for staff to carry out. They are actually the ones responsible or authorized to run these investigations into things like inmate deaths or the particular situation of that inmate who recently died without the family being notified early on. There are bills, legislation going through the state legislature that could fund the Oversight Commission, but the commission didn't seem very positive with the current economic state of Hawaii right now. They're not sure they'll be able to secure that and carry out any sort of investigation.
And were you able to talk directly to the new director? I mean, I haven't met him, you know, since he came on board, but were you able to talk with him directly at all?
I did not talk to him directly. Most of the information I've gotten from him comes through the Oversight Commission meetings, which has been nice that he would show up. In instances in the past, the director had not had sent someone else to come to these Oversight Commission meetings. So we have been seeing a lot of Otani. And my understanding from advocates and those in the community, he has a mindset of reentry support and the idea of really inmate-centered operations for the department. So he's been pretty forthcoming in what he can do and laying out the processes that are in place that maybe need some improvement, or which he says he's been open to.
Yes, certainly you do feel for the families who, you know, may have wanted an opportunity to say goodbye to their loved ones, you know, if they had only known that they were that sick.
Exactly, and that's part of this. We should say that there is a lawsuit that was filed by Honolulu attorney Eric Seitz in these situations of inmates and staff that have contracted COVID-19, including those who have passed away. So that will likely be another development in this prison COVID-19 saga.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR reporter Kuvehi Hiraishi. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.